Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's great to have you with us. If you want to grab your Bibles or you could look on the overhead, we're reading out of Psalm 147. And it's really a remarkable psalm of David. God's greatness and his condescending way with the lowly and the least you see in this psalm, and also his sovereignty over creation and over man's affairs, and especially the affairs of Israel. You see that. So why don't you follow along in Psalm 147 as I read. Praise the Lord. It is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is becoming. The Lord builds up Zion. He builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcast of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He gives them all names. Great is our Lord and abundant in strength. His understanding is infinite. The Lord supports the afflicted. He brings down the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises to our God on the lyre, who covers the heavens with clouds, who provides rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives to the beast its food and to the young ravens which cry. He does not delight in the strength of horses. He does not take pleasure in the legs of man. The Lord favors those who fear him, those who wait for his loving kindness. Praise the Lord. O Jerusalem, praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your sons within you. He makes peace in your borders. He satisfies you with the finest of the wheat. He sends forth his command to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He casts forth the ice as fragments. Who can stand before his cold? He sends forth his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters to flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any nation. And as for his ordinances, they have not known them. Praise the Lord. Father, it is good to recognize that you have revealed yourself to us. Lord, you've given your word to us, and Lord, we can now hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against you. Lord, so we do bless you for all your favor that you've given to your people, and we thank you so much for the revelation that you've given us of Jesus Christ. And Lord, your word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our steps. Continue to guide us, continue to rejoice in all that you are to us and all that you have for us. We commit this time to you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
To see you high and lifted up. ends of the earth. From the depths of the sea.
From the depths of the sea.
From the heights of the heaven.
From the heights of the heaven.
Your name we pray. From the hearts of the weak.
From the hearts of the weak.
From the shouts of the strong.
From the shouts of the strong.
From the lips of all people.
Here I am to bow down.
This is my desire.
You would have your way in us, God, that you may be glorified in and through our lives. Can we stand for the last song?
My eyes, Lord, I
doors toward the mark that waits for me. Open my ears, Lord, all that you tell me I will do. To know your calling, run without falling, I set my eyes on you. Give me a heart like yours. That I can't run. Give me a heart like your heart. Stand until you come, till you worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God. Just a sheep.